Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I am your host and energy expert. Today, I'm giving you a behind the scenes of thoughts I had just this morning. And while I was forming this episode around those thoughts, some very beautiful messages came out of it. Something to inspire you to be kinder to the people in your life and to yourself. Enjoy. The idea for this episode came to me this morning when I finished my meditation and I looked at my office chair in front of me. I know, sounds a bit weird. Let me explain. I looked at the metal structure with the five legs and the rolls at the end of it and reflected on how, from my perspective, most legs of that metal structure seem to have different length. But I know that it's just from my perspective of where I'm sitting and how our eyes take in that information and then how our brains translate it into an image. The legs of the metal structures are obviously all the exact same length to give the chair the perfect balance. That's when my brain kept thinking about the perfect versus imperfect balance that I was just there observing and how this can be applied to us humans and our personalities. So many of us strive for perfection and some of us literally kill ourselves with the need for perfection. We make ourselves sick working so hard to make everything perfect but never truly reaching it. But what if imperfection is the true perfection? Let me explain what I mean by that. As I was looking at the different length of the legs of the office chair from my perspective, I started to associate those with parts of our personality. Let's take an example of five personality traits, and the length of each leg is how high or low somebody has this trait developed, okay? So one personality could have high openness and high agreeability, a bit less flexibility where one leg is a little bit shorter, and then much less confidence and much less being ambitious where the legs look to be really short. That's what we could perceive in a human person, right? We could observe this in somebody we know quite well, like a colleague or a relative. From our perspective, this could be our assessment of these five personality traits showing up in that person. But it might not be like that at all. That's just how we see it from our perspective, which is influenced, first of all, by the limited information we have about the person and our own perception and understanding of those five personality traits. And to be honest, most of the time, we probably focus only on one thing in the person, only on one leg of that office chair. We might judge them or criticize them for having low confidence or a lack of ambition. Or we look up to them as we see their vast openness and flexibility, but we don't see the rest of the mix. We don't see the full picture. Just because you perceive somebody to have high agreeability and low confidence does not mean that that's bad or that it's wrong. What if they have the perfectly right amount of agreeability and confidence for their personality and their lives? What if their perceived imperfection is the perfection that the universe, God, and nature intended? What if that mix of personality traits created a perfectly balanced person like the metal structure of an office chair? Let's look at another example, this time with physical attributes. Let's say a person has high muscle tone and vitality, is a bit less fast, but just a tiny bit, where one of the legs is just a tiny bit shorter than the other one, and has short legs and not the best core strength. From our perspective, we might say, wow, this person is really fast with those short legs. And maybe that in itself is perfection. Not being fast with long legs, no, instead being fast with short legs. It's a perceived imperfection that makes this human perfect as the universe intended it to be. It's about seeing the bigger picture. If something seems not perfect in someone, you can be sure that the person has something else that is balancing out that perceived imperfection. The mix of our personality traits and our physical attributes make us the perfect mix in the end. But we would never be able to see the totality of the perfect mix of another human being. We are not even aware of our own perfect mix, right? What I take away from this metaphor is that we don't want to judge the book by its cover. The limited information we have about another human being is, first of all, not everything there is to it. And secondly, our perceived observation might not even display the right picture as we see others through the lens of our own perceptions that are unique to each of us. Instead of focusing on perceived limitations in someone, we can decide to be curious about their extraordinary gifts, talents, or strength. Instead of pointing out their weaknesses, which might not even be the true reflection, right? We want to see the bigger picture of the person's personality and look as well at their strength. We all have them. We've all been created perfectly, and we only become imperfect when we lose sight of the totality of who we are. And then my mind went even further. What about how we perceive ourselves to be imperfect most of the times? We can easily criticize ourselves for being less confident or having short legs. But is that not as short-sighted as we are with others? We pick one part of us that seems imperfect and disregard the other traits and attributes that make up the totality of the mix of a perfect personality, our personality. Let's take one more example, this time about the mix of emotions someone can have. You know I love to talk about emotions. Assume the person is myself, and I have high levels of frustration and contentment, a little less feelings of peace, and low levels of anger and satisfaction. It would be pretty easy for me to judge myself for feeling often frustrated and very little satisfied in my life, right? I can decide to only look at these perceived shortcomings and focus all of my attention on changing those. Disregarding at the same time that I feel as well, high levels of contentment, an adequate amount of peace, and low levels of anger in my life. Is that not something that resonates with you? Picking parts of your life or yourself and judging them? Telling yourself again and again how your life is imperfect, and most certainly that you are imperfect. Not realizing that this is just one part of who you are, one imperfect part of you that completes the perfection that is called you. I invite you to think about this balanced metal structure of an office chair next time. I know, it sounds a bit crazy, but just go with me here. Next time you argue about an imperfection in your life or in yourself, and tell yourself to look at all of the five legs of that structure that makes up you. Find four other things that make up who you are and that create that perfect balance. I know it might sound a bit weird, and it will feel weird the first time you do it. But what is your option? To keep seeing just this one part of who you are and use it to bring yourself down? Have we not done enough of that to ourselves and others in our life? How about doing something new? Something that will give you permission to celebrate your uniqueness. Thank you so much for listening to my crazy thoughts from this morning. Allow yourself to have these kinds of crazy thoughts that can create the most beautiful messages for the people in your life and most importantly for yourself. I'm very grateful for having had this train of thought this morning and deciding to actually make an episode out of it. It has helped me to see you and myself from a new perspective. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.